it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that you're, the dragons you're going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back.
Good days and bad days are like a coin. There are two sides. Some days are good, some days are bad, but both have currency. The value of who you are and what you'll become is how you look at the currency of the days you live. Every morning when you wake up, it is a choice, whether it be good, whether it be bad, whether it has value or whether it doesn't. If you keep counting the bad days, then all you will ever see is that everything adds up to failure. But if you can ever look at those bad days as a setup for something great to happen, why is there rain in the day that you needed sunshine? So that there could be a rainbow to remind you that there's a promise, that tomorrow is coming.
Your hard work is paying off in ways that you can't even see yet. But one day, you'll understand. And just know that even when things felt like they were falling apart, everything was coming together exactly how they should.
Don't waste your time. Do you know that everybody alive gets exactly the same amount of time we get all there is? It's what we do with it that makes the difference. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
Think of yesterday like a completed chapter in a book full of lessons. But today, it's a fresh page, offering us a chance to explore new possibilities. It's not just a fleeting moment, it's an opportunity, a gift filled with potential. Imagine it as a canvas waiting for your unique brush strokes. In each present moment, we have the chance to shape our journey ahead.
Only have one chance at this life. You do know that, right? When the credits roll at the end of your movie, at the end of your life, it's just going to say supporting actor number 3, and it'll have your name. Don't you want to be the main star? Don't you want to be the key character in your life story? Don't you want to make the best decisions for you, because you live within your mind and body, and you know what you're called to do? You know what excites you. You know what you passionately get excited for.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
The beautiful part about life is in whatever we do, in whatever we seek to accomplish, in whatever we pursue. If you got two competitors, when they first start something, a winner and a loser has the exact same goal when they first started. But somewhere along the journey, the process, something is gonna happen. That's gonna test your level of desire. It's gonna test your level of passion. Gonna test your words and see how bad you really want what it is that you say you want.
If you wish to be successful, study success. If you wish to be happy, study happiness. If you wish to be wealthy, study wealth. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a study.
The reality of your life is always now. And I think this is a liberating truth about the nature of the human mind. In fact, I think there's probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that, if you want to be happy in this world. The past is a memory. It's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. Okay, what we truly have is this moment.
That the storm must come to an end. But you can't get to the end if you get stuck at the beginning. Look at your life as this way. There are moments. And if I give up in the moment, I never get to see what the next moment will offer me. There's a win coming. You just don't know when. But you will win. When you get that together, you'll stop looking at yourself as losses and realize that's what makes bosses.
And remember, this journey of life, you only get one round at it. Like, you only get one chance on this planet. And if you are letting the things that happen to you dictate and mold your story, then what you're really doing is you're limiting and creating boundaries of how much you can achieve.
Most people who could exist will never even be born. And you're going to complain about the life you have? Do all you can within your power and the power of others who love you to maximize all of this.